hard at work? Listen to the Superhuman Channel daily. Catch older episodes of Superhuman Radio, plus listen to Superhuman Radio live every day at 1 p.m. Pacific.
Prepare to experience the strongest radio allowable by law. Secrets will be revealed. Myths dispelled. From the studio gym where excuses never apply, it's Superhuman Radio with your host, Carl Lenore.
So it's very rare that I have the opportunity to do what I'm doing today, and that is entire show is dedicated to the Blueprint Power Hour. So why make him wait?
Calling all Blueprint Army. Fall in line. It's time for the Blueprint Power Hour with Coach Rob Regish on the Superhuman Radio Network.
How you doing, Rob?
I'm doing great as long as I don't move.
Why is that, Rob?
Well, I really... wrenched my lower back yesterday in the gym, and shoveling doesn't help.
Are you still getting snow there?
Oh gosh, yeah, there's still snow, big time.
Man, I feel fortunate to be where global warming is actually working, and that's in Louisville, Kentucky. I think it was 70 yesterday, and today it's like 66, 68.
Oh, you're killing me. Well, be that as it may, I am on the comeback trail, and we'll talk more about that a little bit later. So it's not all bad. It never is. Injuries happen. That's life. But how you deal with them is the most important thing.
That's the God's honest truth. If you can learn, you know, there's a lot of lessons to be learned in physical culture. Right. One of them is patience. One of them is dedication and staying the course. One of them is learning, right? You can't progress if you don't learn. But the other one is, and in life, it's very true. Quite often circumstances prevail and situations aren't exactly perfect the way we want them to be at that moment in time for what we want to do. And learning to work around what's not fitting nicely is a life lesson. And you learn that when you train because you do injure yourself. I mean, I don't mean tear muscles from bones, but you know, you tweak a muscle. You roll an ankle. It's like you always finding ways to get the job done, even though things pop up. So that is definitely one of the life lessons you get from physical culture. Would you agree with that?
Totally. You just hit the nail right on the head.
Yeah. So we have a question from Bob Bowser. It sounds like a new listener to me. Thank you for emailing us. He said, I'd like to know what you think about HRT, meaning is it, parenthetically, at the typical dose, I think he means physiological dose, going to do anything for me in the gym? Also, what are the pros and cons of HRT? How does it work?
Well, just so we're clear, you know, in the context of this discussion, HRT is really testosterone replacement therapy. And as you can imagine and have probably read about, the baby boomers looking to turn back the clock have been flocking to it in droves. And for the record, I think that's a good thing. But first, let's just have a discussion about what it is, how it works, and then I'll get into what you can expect. Now, at some point in a man's life, usually around age 30, his testosterone declines. And it's from there, it's a more gradual decline, but a decline nonetheless. Testosterone does absolutely wonderful things for a man. And I'm not just talking about big muscles. It goes way beyond that. Optimal test levels give you the energy to get through the day. Obviously, a healthy libido, on-demand erections when you got a lot of tests, competitive drive, you know, protection against heart disease and brightens your mood. So with that as a backdrop, I'll get into dosages. The typical HRT dose, I have found, really depends on your doctor and many times the area of the country that you're in. More conservative doctors up here in the Northeast, they're going to prescribe anywhere from 80 to 100 milligrams a week, which really won't do much for you unless you had zero.
It will actually make you hypogonadal over the course of about 3 to 6 months. It will.
That's exactly exactly what 80 milligrams a week did for me. But more typically, in more open-minded parts of the country, 125 to 200 milligrams a week can be prescribed. And it's there where I think you'll definitely feel some benefits. I know a number of people on 200 milligrams a week, and that's all they need to feel healthy, strong, and improve the quality of their life. Now, from a muscle growth perspective, it's, in my opinion, you start to see some results around 300 milligrams a week. Some people 200, but generally 300 milligrams a week. In fact, that famous, I think it was a JAMA testosterone study, used two different dosages, 300 milligrams and 600 milligrams a week for 12 weeks.
Yeah, it was Basheen. Dr. Basheen did that study, right?
So predictably, 600 milligrams outperformed 300. But the guys getting 300, it was pretty clear that they benefited and developed, you know, muscle mass beyond the norm. And that was injectable test sip, by the way, which brings me to delivery methods. Most docs are going to try to start you on transdermals like Androgel or the underarm one, Axelon, something like that. Regardless, transdermals will at best get you in the middle of the range, call it 500 to 600. That really isn't enough, in my opinion, for a performance-enhancing effect. You know, for that, you need the injections. So if the doc is being difficult about it, just repeat after me. Your wife is none too happy about accidental transfer when you're doing her windows. And you have nephews or kids that like to wrestle. You know, provided you don't look or act like Ronnie Coleman, most docs will at least listen. So the injections let you attain a level of 800 nanograms per deciliter or higher, which is where this is my opinion, that's where the improved protein synthesis and performance-enhancing effects start to take place. I'm really not a fan of exceedingly high doses, especially when it's HRT we're talking about. Water retention can be big if you're not using something like Arimidex.
But that's only if you're a high aromatizer.
Right. There's a possibility of gyno if you know, your body doesn't deal with it appropriately. And there was a trend in the 600 milligrams a week study toward unfavorable lipids. It wasn't, you know, cholesterol or HDL levels in the single digits that you see with orals, but it was there. After a certain amount of time on test replacement, some people's bodies make too many red blood cells, right? And the thicker blood that it results in isn't a condition that you really want to be walking around with. Simply donating through every couple of months takes care of that problem, donating blood. Like you said, one episode, changing the oil.
Yeah.
Great analogy.
Yeah.
So overall, I would tell someone, especially someone who's suffering, to try it. It has made a world of difference in my case, especially my mood, because without it, man, I've got grumpy old man syndrome. The glass is only half full. I have very little energy and generally view life, you know, through pretty downtrodden lenses. So when it comes to quality of life, demand HRT and keep doing so until you get it. It can be that profound.
I want to throw in a couple real quick notes. I agree with you 1,000% on everything. I've had two people in the audience and one person I know who's a friend of mine contact me and say that accidental transfer of transdermally delivered hormones affected children and their family. So one guy actually had Child Protective Services step in because they thought that someone was giving it to her. Like, how could this young girl have testosterone levels this high? She doesn't have a pituitary adenoma. There was no explanation for it. And Child Protective Services actually stepped in, and he had to stop using transdermals. And sure enough, I've talked to these people, If you wash your clothes in the same washing machine batch as your kids' clothes and you're using a transdermal, be prepared for them to be exposed to it. Don't, no doubt about it. Another guy, his mom insisted on using the cream. The daughter started to grow hair in the pubis. She ended up starting to, her nipples started to grow, and she started to have little bulges underneath the nipples. She was young. She was only like, I don't know, maybe 9 years old. They took her to the doctor. They ran all sorts of tests on her. No pituitary adenoma, no dysfunction in ovaries. They couldn't figure it out. And then they realized it was the grandmother who she spends 1 day, 2 days a week there, takes baths there. And as soon as the grandmother stopped using the transdermal and she went and got something else, I think she got the pellet actually, within 2 months, her estrogen levels dropped so dramatically. Now the concern there was that growth plates were starting to close. I mean, she was going to have, stunted growth. She was going to have a variety of problems. Activation of sex, hormones at a very, very young age leads to a variety of issues with heart function and stuff. So transdermals should not be used in a household where there are children. I don't care how good you are about it. You will throw something in the hamper. It will get washed. And quite frankly, if you come in contact with children, you should have long sleeve shirts on all the time. All the time. I don't care if it's 90 degrees out, because you will expose a child to those hormones. That's very, very dangerous. To this day, I'm baffled by how so many people use transdermals and the medical orthodoxy hasn't said anything about this yet. It's terrible. Ken Jugan has a question. We're going to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we're going to answer that question. You're listening to the Blueprint Power Hour. By the way, you need a little extra muscle? You need it quick? FastMuscleBook.com. The book is free. The information is priceless. Check it out. We'll be right back.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenadrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenadrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenadrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Ever feel like you want something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest Protein Bar, now comes the Quest High Protein Potato Chips. With 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest High Protein Potato Chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide. 4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your question. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn, teach, lead.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking. New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where brawn and brains finally meet.
Welcome back. So Ken Jugan says, "Hey Rob, you seem to have a knack for tying together training programs and supplements, which I take is it is the blueprint. But let's say I don't want to run the blueprint by the book. Are there other schedules where you can use just some of the principles, and then what supplements would go best with it?"
Yeah, you know, this is a good question because people forget. The blueprint is very, very flexible. You know, you can certainly pick and choose your number of programs and loading, however you want to load, to run with XYZ supplement, or, this is really important, no supplements at all. In fact, the following appears on page one of the blueprint. I say something such as, let's get something straight here. The training and dietary advice is what's important, not the supplements. You know, that's on page one for a reason, and it's staying there. So where people get overwhelmed is in looking, I think, at all three phases, famine, feast, and cruise. Those are the three phases to the blueprint. It is much, much better to digest it piece by piece. You know, for example, just focusing on those 5 days that are famine and what to do during those days. If you can do that, the program becomes a lot more manageable. But regardless of where you start, I, believe it or not, recommend doing so without supplements. And as you can imagine, that's only happened a few times because everyone's taken something. And usually multiple things. And that really is too bad because one blueprint run without the supplements is an incredible benchmark because when you rerun it with your supplement of choice, you can really see if it's making a difference and how much of a difference. So early on, the blueprint, I had designed it as an ectosterone optimal use protocol, and it works magnificently in that regard. But here again, guys are using, in some cases, shotgunning 3, 4, or 5 supplements in order to get big fast. I am against that kind of indiscriminate use of products. But again, I can't stop these guys. If I were to pick 3 subs to run with the blueprint, they'd be Synthogen, Progenidrex, and creatine.
And 1,000 milligrams of testosterone cypionate.
That helps too. A word now on where to use each, because I don't want you using things, you know, necessarily together or shotgunning them. Famine is or should be devoid of all supplements, maybe a multivitamin or a pre-workout, but absolutely no protein powder, creatine, pro-hormones, etc. Feast is really a time for Progenidrex, and I would use that liberally for the first 4 weeks. I'd also use maybe some Synthogen during this time, to cram as many productive workouts into these 4 to 8 weeks as possible. Creatine mono, I feel, is best saved for cruise because it helps to solidify the body weight and even, you know, build on the body weight gains and the strength that you developed during feast. So I would tell you, have at it, Ken. Carve out your own path. Do it without sups the first time. Then add in, you know, the three I recommend, or at least one of them. I think you're going to be shocked. Most people are. Running Blueprint solo, most guys gain a solid 5 to 7 pounds retained after their first run through. By the time they're done with crew or a feast, they gain 5 to 7, and they keep it because we have a phase, cruise, to do just that, letting the cement settle. You retain your gains. Now, when using the supplements, it's not unusual. And I've heard from guys who've put on 10 to 15 pounds during that time. And now, that's not overstating it. Think about it. You know, creatine alone can put on 10 in some people. But the point is, you retain these gains, whatever they are, coming off, supplements or no supplements. I hope that helps.
You know, I want to illustrate something. I think this is important to point out about Rob. Rob is the only person that's taken intermittent fasting and made it part of a training protocol that builds muscle and strength. And he did that. How many years ago did you write the first blueprint?
2007.
So in 2007, Rob saw the importance of fasting and caloric zigzagging as part of a training protocol. So I would venture to guess that if you looked at all the different people out there who teach people how to work out and make gains, Rob's the only one that has used intermittent fasting in his program and caloric restriction as part of his program. I that sounds like a little nuance, but you won't realize how far advanced the blueprint is from anything else out there. Because people are just getting wise to, you know, I had Leo Costa on last week after your show.
Right.
And we talked about, you know, how the Bulgarians used to protein fast for 2 or 3 days at a time. You know, they'd eat like animals, then 3 days a month, they would literally not eat protein. No protein. Think about that. And then they would go back and eat protein, and they would like get gains that they wouldn't have gotten had they kept eating protein every single day up to that point. Right? And you're the only person that puts fasting in your training protocol. I just think that's impressive to me.
Thank you.
So,
yeah, I never thought about that, but it's true.
Well, so Bill Kaloji says, I've been intrigued by your experiments with downtime. It's not difficult for me to grasp, but doing it is another matter. Join the club. What's the upside and what are the implications of never giving yourself some downtime?
Well, you know, I recently experienced the wonders of rest again, where I took 2 full weeks off, at least from the heavy stuff, right? Now, let me clarify that by saying, sure. You know, I still went into bridge. I worked my neck. I did cardio. I did headstands to keep my balance and little muscle groups like calves and abs. But in no event did I use a ton of weight, maybe with the exception of static calves. It honestly wasn't hard for me because, well, I was in the gym, just not lowering heavy weights. And that's the key. Stay away from the heavy stuff during this time. And in particular, lowering them. We know the eccentric does more than 80% of damage to the muscle. So stay away from it during your rest time. Anyway, after 14 days away from the heavy stuff, I saddled up for leverage squats. Previous best was 835 for a triple. I actually did 860 for a double and may have had a third in me, but I just thought better of it. That'll be next time. I have no doubt that when I train upper body, which, by the way, I have since I've written this, And it's true, the situation was similar. The magic, if there is any, is simply giving your body time to supercompensate to grow larger and stronger. Now, it also gave my injuries time to heal, which is another bonus if you take time off. From this point forward, I am going to build regular rest weeks into my monthly schedule. 3 weeks training flat out, 1 week of rest, whether I feel I need it or not. And I would speculate that if more people did that, there'd be a lot more muscle in the world.
I like that.
You know, no matter how many times I champion that, though, most people won't listen. Even ones that'll look at you and agree and say, you know, that makes total sense. Their time, by the way, is coming. Those people who refuse to take any days off or any time off. And that was the second part of your question. What happens is, if you never take time off, your body will stop you by either getting injured or sick. And if you're really stubborn, like I used to be, it'll be both. You know, I saw this happen again just recently. A young girl trains every day. Couldn't remember the last time she took 1 day off, never mind a week. I had a long discussion with her about this. Well, she came down with a bad, real bad cold or virus. You know, no doubt, because overtraining wrecks her immunity. It wrecks immunity, period. She was out for a full week. Not because she wanted to, but because she couldn't get off her back. It was that bad. But predictably, when she came back, she shattered all her previous PRs. The repercussions of never taking time off can be a lot worse than getting sick, though. You know, blown rotator cuffs, elbows, and knees can usually be traced back to overuse injuries. That's what they are. You know, God forbid it's something serious, could spell an end to your training career, or at least sidetrack you for a good long while. Here's the bottom line. Train smart. Deload or take time off entirely. You will be bigger and stronger for it, I swear. You know, your mind will play tricks on you when you're out and you're looking in the mirror and you think you're getting smaller and losing muscle. Another good thing to do is take measurements, because if you're feeling like that, measurements will ground you in reality again when they come back exactly the same as they were, or maybe even bigger, because some people grow during the rest period.
Yeah, I take days off based on life, but as a rule, if life doesn't get in the way, I train Monday, Tuesday, I'm off Wednesday. I train Thursday, Friday, I'm off Saturday and Sunday.
Yeah.
And that's almost 50% of my time off and 50% training. But also, I've shortened my training sessions up. You know, small body parts.
Right.
I don't stay in there and just destroy them. I destroy my back and my legs. Those two body parts I destroy, because they're not just body parts, they're body complexes.
Yeah.
But, you know, the only thing I would add to what you just said is this. Something happens when you start getting older and you don't sleep well. Sometimes excess time off works backwards. You don't come back stronger, you come back weaker. So there's a very, very fine line to staying in the conditioning groove as you get older and starting to lose your conditioning. And this is only true if you don't sleep well. Last night I had one of the best nights sleep I've had in a long time, and I'm hoping that I can reproduce this now, because I've had trouble with my sleep this past year.
Yeah.
And if I take too long off, I go back and I'm not stronger. The slide back down the hill seems to happen faster than the jaunt up the hill right now, for me at least.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, I do sleep like a rock.
Yeah, that has a lot to do with it. It really, really does. And, you know, it's not just the aging. I've been doing things for a long time. Like, I'm on my lowest HRT dose now. I'm actually on my HRT dose for the first time since 2007. In 2007, actually, I take that back, 2008, I went up to 1,000 milligrams a week, and I stayed there or much higher from then till last month.
Yeah.
And I don't feel any drop in strength at all, none whatsoever.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's time for me to start paying attention to my body and paying attention to my sleep. I've been living with my foot on the accelerator for way, way too long.
Right.
And so I do like taking off 3 days a week, and I that works well for me. And then I have the occasional thing that comes up, and I take off. But you're absolutely right. You have to take off, no matter who you are. If you're young, train 7 and take off week 8 for the whole week. Right. If you're worried you're going to – that was something that we learned. Remember AST Research? Who was the guy? Paul something?
Paul Daly.
Yeah. He was the one that used to say, you know, train for 7 weeks and take the 8th week off, no matter who you are.
Yeah.
All right, let's do this. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off. What were you going to say?
You made a great point.
Let's do this. Let's take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we've got more questions to be answered. This one from Tony Massaro. Stay tuned.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. KetoKana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of KetoKana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com. And click the Keto Kana banner ad today.
Eat dessert again with the new 100% natural line of high-protein, low-carb Quest protein bars. I love lemon cream pie and strawberry cheesecake, but you can choose from chocolate peanut butter, coconut cashew, or cinnamon roll as well. No matter which one you try, you'll feel like you're eating dessert. But this is no ordinary dessert. With 20 grams of high-quality whey protein isolate, 17 grams of prebiotic fiber, and sweetened with stevia, these bars will make you feel like you're cheating. But you're not, go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest Protein Bar banner ad to learn more about these clean and delicious protein bars.
Hey, this is Carl. I want to remind you of the importance of electrolytes. Because of all the workout supplements on the market today, I think electrolytes are the most important but the most overlooked. Check out the new Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme. It contains a broad spectrum of electrolytes plus a few extra minerals and vitamins. The lemon-lime flavor tastes great, and it comes in single-serving packets that make it easy for you to take on the go. Visit superhumanradio.com. And click the Jigsaw Electrolyte Supreme banner ad today and save 10% off your purchase.
Quest Keto is making the ketogenic lifestyle more delicious and more convenient than ever. The high-fat, moderate-protein, low-carb keto diet has earned a reputation for being complicated. Quest Keto has changed all of that by offering sweet and savory snacks and an entire line of ready-to-go ketogenic meals. They've taken the guesswork out of it for you. From keto cinnamon rolls, pizza, crackers, and more, you can enjoy it all and experience the benefits of this nutritious approach anytime, anywhere. Thanks to Quest Keto. Go to QuestKeto.com to order your meals today.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. changes. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-616-0820. That's 800-616-0820. 800-616-0820.
Spit that out right now. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Give us the power to blow people's minds with our high voltage rock.
I want to rock. Welcome back. Tony Massaro wants to rock. He says, I saw on your Facebook page the announcement of Tranquilogen 2. If it's so great of a product, why the need to reformulate? As you can tell, I'm skeptical because I've been burned before. What's it supposed to do?
Yeah, let me take these. I'll take it from the top. The original Tranquilogen, or TQ, as we like to call it, featured the following ingredients. Curcumin, rhodiola, picomelin, 5-HTP, and astaxanthin. And collectively, those ingredients were designed to provide, what the name implies, a tranquil state of mind, rejuvenate a stressed body, and allow for deep, restful sleep. The problem resided in, number one, me and the way I was marketing it. But in terms of ingredients, rhodiola and people's reaction to it is highly variable. So, which is to say, in some people, me included, rhodiola imparts noticeable relaxation. However, in others, they get a caffeine-like stimulant effect. My fiancée, Jen, for example, she does fine with one cap. Two, however, results in her heart racing. It's just too much for her. And so it's not that rhodiola is bad per se. On the contrary, feedback like that is proof the ingredient has real physiological effects. What was more problematic than the ingredient, though, was how I positioned and marketed it. Pre-bedtime dosing was not the right protocol to recommend to people without knowing how they're going to react to rhodiola. The other thing, the other reason for the reformulation, the big one, we were up against the FDA's action on picomelin, which we used to increase microcirculation in the brain. A harmless combination of GABA bound to niacin, it nonetheless needs to come out. So at first, we contemplated pulling the rhodiola out altogether. However, we went back and surveyed some Tranquilogen fans, and these guys are big-time regulars and order it by the case. They were adamant that we leave it in. And, it makes perfect sense. People will simply adjust the timing of when they take it based upon the effect that they get. More concerning was getting more consistent results and living up to the name, right? A tranquil, refreshed, and rejuvenated feeling. So several ingredients were vetted, but from a real-world practical perspective, only one of them made the cut, ashwagandha. So if you're looking for a noticeable real-world effects, ashwagandha is pretty much at the top of the list. Now, that's a pretty bold statement, so let's talk about some of the supporting evidence. It's probably best known for its anti-anxiety and stress relief properties. The scientific evidence is there, but more importantly, you can actually feel it. It's kind of this feeling of it takes the edge off. So much so that even people that felt speedy from rhodiola commented it smoothed things out nicely. This is after we added the ashwagandha to the list. Less noticeable, but no less impressive, are its health benefits. Everything from better glucose disposal, lower C-reactive protein, improved cholesterol levels, the list goes on and on. It was ashwagandha's positive contributions to body composition, though, that really caught my eye, and I would encourage you to look these up because it's impressive. Multiple human studies in both sexes show improvements in power output, more muscle and less fat, right? In impressive time frames, by the way. You know, we're talking a month or so. In some cases, it boosted total testosterone 40%. But it was more so ashwagandha's effect on cortisol and the resulting test-to-cortisol ratio that it held a lot more meaning for me. And I think it'll hold a lot more meaning for people that are using it. Anywhere from a 14.5 to 27.9% reduction in cortisol, right, is being realized in these studies. And you needn't be an athlete or a muscle man to know what that means. So, you know, I just saw some adult males lose 20% of their muscle mass from ages 40 to 60. And so for many people, ashwagandha could spell the difference between living vigorously or that slow and steady decline. You know, if you're interested in researching it, I would highly recommend examine.com. Fantastic resource. You'll see the studies that I'm talking about. So, accordingly, the new Tranquilogen is a great, I'll call it all-arounder, meaning it will give you clean energy, it'll promote pain relief, it'll lower levels of anxiety, and it'll be a fantastic restorative for both men and women. I am particularly excited about these body comp changes over time and its long-term effects as an anti-aging compound. So, listen, if you're maxed out with creatine, beta-alanine, et cetera, TQ would be a great pick. You know, you can expect noticeable stress relief within days and more favorable body composition in 6 to 12 weeks. I'm excited for it. It's due in the stock mid-April, possibly earlier, but we're saying mid-April to be safe.
Very cool. We have to take a quick commercial break. When we come back, we have a question from Greg Connors. So, in the meantime, shouldn't people go to fastmusclebook.com during the commercial break, Rob?
They should, because free is a great price.
Free.
When it comes with three free bonuses.
Rob for president, make muscle free again. How do you like that? All right, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high-protein potato chips with 21 grams of high-quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high-protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports. The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Hey, this is Carl. Start your day just like I do with a high-dose lipospheric vitamin C from Livon Labs. You too can benefit from Livon Labs' lipospheric delivery system. No more pills or powders. That's outdated technology. Livon Labs has the world's most efficient vitamin delivery system, period. Learn a lot more today at LivonLabs.com and benefit from their new reduced pricing. That's LivonLabs.com, L-I-V-O-N, Labs.com.
AnabolicMinds.com is the premier website for credible information on building muscle, burning fat, supplementation, and more. With over 100,000 active registered members and over 2.5 million posts, it's one of the largest communities on the internet to get help and answers to your questions. It's also the place that the official Superhuman Radio Forum is hosted. Visit AnabolicMinds.com today and get into the action. AnabolicMinds.com. Learn. Teach. Lead.
Superhuman Radio has the smartest and most dedicated health and fitness listeners found anywhere in the world. If you're trying to tap this market of greater than 50 million health fitness consumers, you simply can't do better than advertising on Superhuman Radio. Our sponsors tell us Superhuman Radio outperforms other forms of advertising time and time again. If you're tired of wasting valuable advertising dollars and need a new way to build your client base, go to superhumanradio.com and click on the Advertise with Us link. It just may be the best thing you have ever done for your business.
This is the Superhuman Channel, where we use oxygen for the power of good.
Whenever I hear the Livon Lab spot, it reminds me to go take my vitamin C and my glutathione, which I just did. Hey, are you still taking fish oil supplements? Stop. People in the audience. People in the audience use a lot of fish oil supplements. Stop. Stop burping fish oil up for the next 2 hours, right? Eat a nice, healthy piece of wild sockeye salmon, flash frozen, on the boat from Alaska. I mean, we have the best supplier of salmon in the world. Vital Choice is now a sponsor. Save 15% off your order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad. And they can provide the best salmon. They also have some grass-fed Kobe beef. You believe that? It's a great opportunity. They're a great sponsor. Check them out. Go to superhumanradio.com and show Vital Choice some love and stop burping up fish oil capsules.
Amen.
Greg Connors says, I've been training for 20 years and recently hit 40. What you say about connective tissue is spot on. 2 decades of heavy lifting has taken its toll. That, and no matter what I do, I'm not growing anymore. That hurts even more than my injuries. So my question is it time to make the move to the dark side?
You know, this is a delicate question. To answer that last part, time to move to the dark side, it might be. Because, as you know, DECA in particular does a fantastic job helping with soft tissue injuries. But, as I always say, you need to balance the risk versus the rewards. So, you know, at age 40, which, you know, you cited, there are no pro contracts that are waiting for you. You know, there are no scholarships that are up for grabs. However, if your self-worth is tied to your biceps and big bench, it's a very, very serious issue. There are people that are using black market stuff and doing just fine. Nothing bad is happening to them, and they're growing again. By its very nature, though, the black market can be good this batch, horrible the next. Still, having said that, a lot of people find reliable sources. Where you're going to end up is anybody's guess. Hopefully, you get good stuff, your injuries heal up, you put on 20, 25 pounds of muscle, and turn heads. You'll be looking and feeling great. Now, for the downsides. On February 22nd of this year, DEA agents raided Miami's Iron Addicts gym, arresting at least 10 people, including one of the co-owners, charged them with running a $10 million steroid production and distribution outfit. Reportedly, the people in the gym were in shock as they asked everyone to go against the wall, and then they used sledgehammers to bust walls open on the second floor, where one of the co-owners ran a supplement company that actually produced and sold, or allegedly produced and sold, steroids.
Did they find steroids, or was it like Al Capone's vault and there was nothing there?
You know, I don't know if I got all the details on that. I'll have to go back and look. That's an interesting question. But they must have, because the co-owner and nine others were charged with importing raw ingredients, steroid powders from China, and then manufacturing them into finished products in an Arizona lab and distributing them worldwide from Miami. So customers, and this is what's significant, customers are also part of the investigation, many coming from New York State, but also in other countries, from Canada to Kuwait. So in another instance, just days ago, a guy going by the name of Big Bad Asian on the boards, on several boards, was caught in a five-year conspiracy to distribute steroids ring. His name is Stanley Zetto. He's 39 years old. He's got his whole life in front of him. He was involved, allegedly, in this large-scale national distribution network. The original arrest was in August, where officers executed these warrants on his home and his gym. And in that instance, yes, they did seize vials and tablets of steroids and packages, along with about $3,000 in cash. The DEA agents say they have evidence that this guy would buy the raws from China and then resell them as finished products to customers here. He had over 200 customers, some of which, again, listen closely, have now become DEA targets. This is a change in their modus operandi. They're no longer going after just the dealer. So, in addition, this guy was busted for selling steroids to an undercover agent back in 2007 in Arizona. So it's not like he didn't have a little warning here. And from what's known, and this is the scary part, he's turned informant to avoid, obviously, major charges. So the biggest risk, in my opinion, is legal, followed closely thereafter by fake or dirty gear. Look, I think arresting people for trying to build more muscle is stupid. I think it's beyond stupid. These guys are, the average person that's using steroids, they're not tainting record books with asterisks, okay? They're not cheating to win at any sport. And their target market, even for the people who sell, are usually not teenagers. It's an incredibly stupid waste of time, waste of money and energy that, I don't know, maybe we could put that toward combating the explosion in heroin use that everybody's talking about. Or even better, arrest the drug pushers, I mean doctors, that prescribe these opioid-based painkillers like candy. Let me tell you a story, a true story. My best friend's wife, she was a normal housewife until her doctor prescribed her oxycodone, or whatever you say it, however you pronounce it. It started with one little pill. One little pill. She got hooked, and eventually, when the doctors shut her off, she was busted for trying to pass a fake prescription at a pharmacy. She eventually lost her marriage, her family, her freedom, and then her life. And there are three young kids at home, including a son and two daughters. My friend now needs to live with that damage. But instead, because of Joe Biden, and you know that story, instead, we're locking up people who want bigger biceps. Okay, that's the end of my rant. But, you know, Greg, you're a big boy. You can make up your own mind. Whatever decision you make, I hope it brings you happiness.
Okay, so I have a possible solution for him. He Great. Said two things that were very interesting to me. Number one, the injuries are coming on, right? He talks about soft tissue, right? And he stopped growing. So another opportunity for you to learn is to, what's his name, Greg? Go to superhumanradio.com, look for show 1971, go right to the second interview. Gelatin, is it really good for your joints? Listen to this research. 15 grams of gelatin, anything from Jell-O to Knox gelatin to more sophisticated collagen hydrosylate from Great Plains. They make a great product.
Yep.
15 grams and anywhere from 5 to 200 milligrams of vitamin C an hour before your training. So what we wrote, what we discovered in this particular study was that how Jell-O could be the answer for stronger bones, tendons, ligaments, and cartilage, but also can it be anabolic and help you build more muscle? Yes, if you're an older trainee, whatever, and you're having soft tissue issues, those soft tissue issues are also restricting the ability for your muscles to grow because they're avascular. The only way they get nutrition is by what's surrounding them. If you have collagen in the form of gelatin and or collagen protein an hour before you train with some vitamin C, fourfold increase in the in thickness and strength of your soft tissue and a rise in muscle size in 6 weeks. So when he said that he has soft tissue issues and he stopped growing, the first thing I thought about was what I learned when we did this interview. I think it was a few weeks ago, actually. So that's why it was on the top of my mind. That's another option for something other than anabolic steroids if you want to try that. I'm doing it personally. I'll talk about it at the end of the show, too, because I wanted to catch people up on my spine and all that sort of stuff. But really, an hour before you train, have a bowl of Jell-O and some vitamin C, and then go train.
Yeah, it's another. All these little tips you need to put on your side to tip the balance in your body toward anabolism and away from catabolism.
When you get older, when you're young, you can do 50% of the things right and grow. When you're older, you got to do 100% of the things right in order to grow. And on that note, we're going to take a break. We'll be right back with more of the Blueprint Power Hour brought to you by FastMuscleBook.com. It's free. Go there now. What are you waiting for? Come on.
$4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advanced banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improves the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
Alaskans agree that sockeye offers the truest salmon taste. Over decades of fishing Alaskan waters, Vital Choice has rare access to the very finest of these fish. Vital Choice sockeye comes from smaller harvest regions with fewer boats and faster processing. So our sockeye is flash frozen within hours of harvest.
harvest to capture its fresh-caught quality. Rich in flavor, omega-3s, and vitamin D, our most popular salmon also abounds in astaxanthin, the potent antioxidant that provides its vibrant red hue. Save 15% off. Go to Superhuman Radio and click the Vital Choice banner ad today.
Mitochondrial uncoupling is the holy grail of fat loss. Making mitochondria work harder raises body temperature and metabolic rate without the jitters of stimulants. Now there is an over-the-counter mitochondrial uncoupler that will let you shred your body down to the last pounds of body fat. It's Trojan Horse. This is the supplement breakthrough of the decade. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Trojan Horse banner ad. Use coupon code SHR and save 20% off your order today. BlackstoneLabs.com. Trojan Horse.
New Mass Pro Synthogen X2 just upped its own legendary game. To distance itself even further from the rest of the pack, Synthogen X2 now has double the key active ingredients. If you've ever wondered what steroid-like recovery feels like, Synthogen X2 delivers. See why others compare it favorably to powerful bodybuilding drugs at Synthogen.com. Mass Pro Synthogen. When you train with it, you'll gain with it. Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
There are a few products that I believe in the way I believe in CanSee eye drops. I've been using CanSee for 6 months now, and the changes in my vision are nothing short of amazing.
Wow, that's an old commercial. The truth is, I've been using CanSee eye drops for 11 years now, and I credit CanSee eye drops as being the reason that I do not need reading glasses at 58 years old. CanSee eye drops improve the quality and health of your eyes indefinitely. That's why I both use and endorse CanSee eye drops. Go to wisechoicemedicine.com and learn about how CanSee eye drops can improve the health of your eyes and the quality of your vision today.
You're listening to the Superhuman Channel. Don't hate us because we feel good.
Because we feel good. Ricky Price says, I have a question about creatine. What kind is best? How do you use it? And do you have to cycle it? What about Crealkaline and creatine HCL, which is hydrochloride? Is there anything that'll ever top it?
Yeah, you know, my history with creatine, as you imagine, goes way back to what some might say was the first creatine product, rather, to hit the mass market. Creatine Mono, it was Creatine Mono from Ashdown Laboratories, San Diego, California. And also in that package, this is really going to date me, were two bottles of OKG. You probably remember that.
Yeah.
But for those that remember it, it was the black and red bottle. 100 grams was going for around $80. It was just beginning to catch on. And guys were gaining weight, you know, 5, 10, sometimes more pounds were being reported along with these big jumps in strength. So imagine my dismay then upon going through 3 bottles of the stuff and getting zilch. The reason? I was an avid fan of the EC stack back then, ephedrine and caffeine, still am, and I had built up to just some stupid caffeine dosages. Think on the order of a gram a day, 1,000 milligrams or more. We didn't know it then, but we do know it now. 300 milligrams or more of caffeine around the time you co-ingest creatine, and you can kiss creatine's benefits goodbye. You know, not only that, it sat in my stomach like sand. And being a hygroscopic compound, it attracts water. You know, you add to that scenario stimulants, and you get some rather urgent, explosive bathroom visits. Not fun. So I chalked it up as a loss. And, you know, I just basically said, I guess creatine doesn't work for me. Along the way, though, after that, I tried virtually every new creatine entry into the field. Dicreatine malate, effervescent creatine, creatine pyruvate, citrate, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Again, almost all, you know, disappointing results. Then, I forgot what year this was, but I called down to Mass, Muscle and Sports Science, to put in another order, and Mass CEO John Drake dropped a few hints he was working on bringing to market this super absorbable creatine, where just a fraction of the dose could be used. So I pre-ordered a bottle of what would later be known as Crealkaline. So a little bit of trivia. Yeah, Mass was the first, the very first sports nutrition company in the country to carry it. And to this day, it's the only creatine that he carries. Now, important to understand what Crealkaline is. Crealkaline is creatine mono, but it's pH balanced for maximum uptake and utilization. What does that mean? Simply that it's a much, much more efficient form of creatine mono. You can literally use a tenth of the dosage of straight monohydrate and get similar effects, which is to say, let's say 500 milligrams of Crealkaline, that's equal to about 5 grams of creatine mono. There's no mixing. There's no gritty powder sitting in your stomach. And there's no slugging it down 5 times a day. No loading. Just a few purple pills throughout the day of Crealkaline and no gastric distress. You got noticeably stronger. Your muscles felt fuller. Mine did. And they pumped up a lot easier. It's pretty savvy stuff. Creatine hydrochloride, on the other hand, it's a similarly effective type creatine, being many times more soluble than mono. Again, not necessarily better, just more efficient. I use it in Progenitrex. It works exceedingly well. You can also purchase micronized creatine, and I highly recommend it over straight mono if you're going for a bulk powder. Here's the reason. When it's micronized, creatine particles, they're milled down to just a fraction of their original size. And what that means to you is it's much easier to absorb. It doesn't sit in the stomach like sand, and it doesn't feel like sand coming out. So it's worth looking into if straight mono has let you down. You have problems like that. Research shows you can reach creatine saturation levels in a month's time by taking just 3 grams a day. That's the slower way to do it. Most people want results yesterday, so they'll load it at 20 to 30 grams a day for 5 to 7 days and then cut back to 5 grams a day. Both work, you know, both, it's just a matter of how fast you want it to work. There was also a 3 days on, 3 days off cycle that was put out by Dr. Paul Cribb. He works for AST Research. Some people swear by it. To be totally honest, I never tried it. One thing you should absolutely adhere to when taking creatine of any sort is to make sure that some sodium goes along for the ride. Now, don't get crazy and salt everything heavily, but don't eliminate all salt from your diet either. The reason being is creatine is sodium-dependent for entry into the muscle cell. It hitches a ride, so to speak. Even more so than jacking up insulin, which everybody was doing way back when, you know, 30 to 75 grams of sugar along with your creatine. So I like to use it for 4 weeks and then a 4 week off period. It seems to give more punch that way for me. As for anything that's going to top it, they are still working on it. In next month's Blueprint Bulletin, I'm going to be debuting a creatine-like compound that's been shown to build 3 times the amount of ATP in muscle cells versus straight creatine. Now, there is a potential unwanted side effect, but it's easily remedied by taking another nutraceutical that's in widespread use out there. So, and it has benefits of its own. Provided it's introduced to the broader market, I have no doubt it'll surpass creatine as the most effective legal performance enhancer around. It's exciting stuff.
Pretty exciting. I took I took that effervescent creatine once. Pat Arnold makes it.
Yep.
I can't take it. I took it twice to make sure that this is why it happened. But like within 20 minutes of taking it, I spent the rest of the time in the bathroom.
Yeah.
It went right through me like, holy crap, like I drank hydrochloric acid or something. It just like went right through me. I did it twice to make sure that's what it was, and it absolutely was that.
Yeah, no, it's not you. A lot of people suffered the same. That's why you didn't see it. It didn't stick around very long.
No, I could see that. Let's go right to the next question. This next question comes from Gary Juster. To what extent do you eat pre-workout? I've seen recommendations all over the board. Is there an optimal time to eat a pre-workout meal? And what would that meal look like?
Obviously, here much depends here on the workout or the event in question. Those crazy century rides that bikers go on, 100 miles on a bike over some steep hills, those do not lend themselves well to a low-carb diet, nor would I imagine pre-event meals. So, you know, let's keep it to weight training, since you use the term workout, and those are the workouts that we discuss here. First things first, you do not want to eat too close to training. In practice, that means you should eat a meal at least an hour and preferably 90 minutes before training. The objective should be to enter the workout with stable blood sugar levels. The absolute worst thing you can do is eat a huge meal 45 minutes prior. Huge meals, particularly those with carbs and lots of them, they make you very, very sleepy. At least they do for me. You know, you've probably all experienced this, the food coma that comes on even after consuming vast amounts of good carbs. So ditch the high-calorie meals. I would say keep it to 500 calories or under, preferably around 90 minutes before training. There's another school of thought, though, and I've been practicing it for years, fasted state training. So typically, I'll start training around 2:30, 3 in the afternoon on an empty stomach. With the last food I had, you know, was typically Thrive or cottage cheese right before bed the night before. So I go in there completely fasted. And as such, I have a wide open blood-brain barrier, which is plenty useful for things like stimulants to hit harder, amino acids like GABA to raise growth hormone, and in general, encourage a fat-burning state. That, in a nutshell, is what I do. I train fasted, sometimes with pre-workout stims, sometimes with Kratom, and sometimes with nothing. But in every case, I enter the workout with very low blood sugar and insulin levels. I do dose Synthogen immediately pre-workout, halfway through, and then immediately after. It doesn't have any carbs, but, you know, some of the aminos, like leucine, are insulinogenic, and taurine, there are taurines also in there, which is an insulin mimetic. So, collectively, they provide just enough of that push. You know, it pushes the other goodies in Synthogen into the muscle cell. Post-workout, I slam, if it's during the week, a coconut milk and Thrive shake, right, to maximize protein synthesis and encourage fat burning. It used to be one scoop. It's up to two scoops now. Based upon some of the research, it looked like Adele posted recently. So, you know, that's if the workout falls during the week, and it usually does. On occasion, I'll train on weekends, and the post-workout formula changes to coconut milk, pineapple juice, and Thrive in that instance. If you're using creatine, it's optimal to use it post-workout. So, you know, if just mix it in that shake that I mentioned. The key, and here's the bottom line, the key really is experimenting. Over time,
yeah,
you're going to find what pre-workout foods work for, you know, or not, as the case may be, which ones work the best for you. There's a slight risk of muscle loss if you're new to training fasted, and really, in truth, I consider it minimal. If you really want insurance, you know, dose some ephedrine and caffeine and cayenne or EGCG pre-workout. Doing so protects the muscle from being broken down. It heightens intensity. And in general, you know, will put you in a much more focused state of mind. To ensure that, you know, don't get stupid with the dosages, ephedrine and caffeine. Just that one caveat. Keep it to 25, 30 milligrams of ephedrine and anywhere between 2 and 300 milligrams of caffeine, or 250 rather. And that's more than enough, while keeping caffeine low enough to not interfere with creatine's function. So I hope that helps. I'm a huge fan of training fasted.
I love training fasted.
Yep.
And if I'm going to have a meal before, okay, so technically I'm not even training fasted now. I take that back because I am having 15 grams of collagen protein before I work out, but that's it. If I want to turn that into a pre-workout, I just add like 25 or 30 milligrams of methamphetamine.
Yeah.
That was a joke.
Wow.
No, that was a joke. I'm not using meth. I'm joking. No, but I love training fasted. I think that training fasted is the way to go. And if you look at of Dove's Diplomats in Diabetes, the book by Dr. Malin Watvey, you'll see why you'll actually grow faster from training fasted and then having a huge meal or a couple moderate meals an hour or two after and not having a lot of carbohydrates and keeping right. That anabolic window open. But some people feel like they need to eat before they work out. I find that I don't want that in my digestive tract. I don't want my body working on it.
Yeah.
I want to keep blood flow out there for the muscles. What do you? I mean, that makes enough sense, doesn't it? Blood flow?
Totally. Now, on the issue of no carbs after the workout to keep the anabolic window open, I know Morrow advocates it. Is there science behind that?
Oh, yeah. There's science that shows that insulin levels, when they rise quickly, they actually shut down muscle anabolism, and a lot of it just starts going to fat.
Yeah.
So the key is to sneak up on insulin. You still want some insulin, right? You want a meal, and your body's going to produce some amount of insulin to any meal, even if there's saturated fat in it, right? But you just don't want that carbohydrate foot to the gas pedal. And Morrow says that you'll replenish all the glycogen you need within the next 24 hours before you go to the gym again. So this idea that you have this only this small window of time to do that, is, he says, is a fallacy. And I kind of believe him.
Yeah.
We're going to take a break. And when we come back, we've got the blueprint tip of the day, turning lemons into lemonade. I like that. I like lemons and I like lemonades. Stay tuned.
Something crunchy? From the company that gave us the Quest protein bar, now comes the Quest high protein potato chips with 21 grams of high quality protein and only 5 grams of carbs and no artificial ingredients. Just like Quest bars, you'll feel like you're cheating, but you're not. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Quest high protein potato chip banner ad today and get ready to be satisfied. Thanks to Quest Nutrition, chips just aren't what they used to be.
Never before has an anti-estrogen been so powerful. The triazole formula is built on a potent, all-natural aromatase inhibitor called Pizole, which has been shown in clinical trial to be as effective as a leading prescription aromatase inhibitor. Pizole works in concert with the rest of the triazole formula to control estrogen while simultaneously boosting testosterone significantly. In fact, one of triazole's testers had a 120% increase in total testosterone and a 257% increase in free testosterone. Triazole is available at bodybuilding.com, NutriPlanet.com, or where finer supplements are sold. For more information, check out GetDS.com.
4.6 million years of evolution gave us the blueprint for the perfect protein supplement for humans. So why do all protein supplement manufacturers ignore it? We don't. The first human-appropriate protein supplement is Thrive Advanced. Built around the blueprint of mother's milk, Thrive Advanced contains the amino acids, peptides, micronutrients, enzymes, probiotics, and vitamins that support protein absorption and assimilation. All of our dairy proteins come from happy cows on pastures here in the United States and are low-heat pasteurized. You'll never find any artificial sweeteners, additives, or ingredients. You won't even find thickeners or gums in Thrive Advanced. And we back up our label claims with post-production lab analysis that's available right on our website. Visit superhumanradio.com and click the Thrive Advance banner ad and use code SHR and save 50% off your entire order today.
Do you know how to properly use carbohydrates to ignite your performance in the field and in the gym? You will now, thanks to this free book by EFX Sports.
The Carb User's Guide for Maximum Performance reveals why omitting carbohydrates from your diet can totally crush your gains. Ever wonder how many grams you need for your specific sport? Not anymore. We give you the critical number you need to dominate your competition. You'll even discover the super carb that's taking the athletic world by storm. You must try it to believe it. Go to getcarbolin.com/carb guide today and get your copy absolutely free. Once again, it's getcarbolin.com/carbguide.
Few products can boast being considered the food of the gods by the Aztecs, but the ingredients in Bio Superfood have been. Some algae are the most efficient forms of nutrients, proteins, minerals, enzymes, fatty acids, antioxidants, and much more. Bio Superfood is something you have to experience for yourself. That's why, for a limited time, buy any Bio Superfood products and save 15% off your first order. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the banner ad to read the research and learn why Bio Superfood is the best supplement in the world you're not already taking.
The benefits of a ketogenic diet are immeasurable. Health, resist disease, mental function, and even performance. But getting into ketosis can take weeks, if even at all. Now you can get into ketosis in 10 minutes. Ketocana is the first ketone powder that has been clinically shown to switch you into a ketogenic state by providing a rush of ketones into the bloodstream. Like to train fasted or want to spare more muscle glycogen during workouts? Take a shot of Ketocana and hit it hard. Go to superhumanradio.com and click the Ketocana banner ad today.
Now, the number one best-selling non-hormonal anabolic agent at PredatorNutrition.com. Progenidrex has established itself as the category killer. If you're having difficulty gaining muscle while staying lean, you owe it to yourself to try Progenidrex. 100% of store reviews rated it at 5 stars, the highest possible ranking. And today, right now, there are guys pouring their hearts out in the gym with little or nothing to show for it. Don't waste any more time. Go to PredatorNutrition.com today and get Progenidrex, the world's absolute best drug-free muscle gainer.
Move over, superheroes. This is the Superhuman Channel.
Gather around, boys and girls. Rob is going to espouse some intelligence upon you. Turning lemons into lemonade. What's the deal, Rob?
Well, you know, I had another topic all queued up for this week. But then it happened. I hurt my lower back again. And this time, I wrenched it real good. And it's looking like a long road to recover from it. I'm going to look at this as an opportunity to share with you how I deal with it. Because injuries are a part of this game, and it's how you handle them that can make or break you. So yesterday's workout got off to a great start. I did dumbbell presses with 130s, whereas just a few weeks before, I couldn't budge them. There again, I took an extended rest period of 12 days from the heavy stuff. So I'm pretty psyched at this point, and then I'm going to tackle one-arm dumbbell rows. On my second set, using my left arm, I went to perform the third or fourth rep, can't remember which one, and wham, my back buckled badly, and I felt a shooting pain on my left side. So knowing that this was severe, I got right on the phone with my chiro, who agreed to see me immediately. The diagnosis was he thinks I, quote-unquote, aggravated a disc, although thankfully there's no pain in my legs, et cetera, that would be indicative of probably something more serious. My first reaction, though, when it happened, was like, damn. At this point in time, I'm about as big, strong, and lean as I've ever been, and now this. And I'm thinking, oh, God, I'm going to lose a lot due to this injury. But then I thought about one of those little maxims that I live by, and it's this. The best defense is a strong offense. It then occurred to me that I could still train and gain on plenty of other movements, right? Hip belt squats, and reverse hypers for legs, hammer strength pullovers, pull-ups, push-ups, chest presses, rowing rows of all sorts, even handstand push-ups. This is not a time to feel sorry for yourself and focus on what you can't do, right? Or otherwise join the woe is me crowd. It's about regrouping, reloading, and going on the offensive. So that's precisely what I did. After the Cairo, after he adjusted me, I went back to the gym and I finished my workout. So the girl at the desk who saw me, she saw me barely hobble out, looked like she saw a ghost. I forgot who said this, but I reiterated this. He who conquers himself is the mightiest warrior. And lo and behold, although I only performed two additional exercises, one push and one pull, new PRs across the board. And take note, these were no small increases. They were big, big jumps in weight and reps. Now, sure, my back still hurts. It's going to hurt for weeks. But you know what? It hurts a lot less with new PRs under my belt, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
So compare and contrast that to the guy who goes home, throws an ice pack on it, and, you know, resigns himself to basically losing, you know, going backwards. I'm not that guy, and I don't want you to be that guy either. I want you to figure out what you can do, and then go get your own PRs. What I just described to you is something that will be on your calendar in the future. Not a question of if, it's a question of when. And when it does happen, I want you to save this podcast and listen to it right after you incur that injury. Because as God is my witness, you too can turn lemons into lemonade.
Yeah, I like that.
So I got a lot of work cut out for me, but there it is. You know, even in an injured state, I was able to go back and pull off new PRs. So
that's the whole point, you know, and it teaches you that, right? Physical culture teaches you to work around things,
totally.
and to prevail, and that's what successful people do, right? Successful people solve problems, they fix things, they get things done, and obstacles are just part of the situation.
Yeah, you know, if you want to go home, then fine. But as soon as you get home, start making a list of the movements that you can do. And there's always something you can do. Even if a movement that you think it's going to aggravate it, try partials. Try static holds. You know, try 6 seconds up, 6 seconds down. You're not going to be able to use nearly as much weight. But you know what? Research proven 3 times as much the muscle and 5 times as much power. So, you know, there is always a way. All the adversity that has come my way in the weight room in terms of injuries, I have come to know and understand there is always a way.
And see, that brings hope. That attitude, which I share that attitude, it gives you hope. I mean, the problem I've been having with my legs, especially the numbness in my feet, the pain in my feet, the numbness in my calves, the pain in my IT bands and my glutes, that sent me to get MRIs and things like that. And I've been working on now. You know, when I went to see Dr. Paul Costanti, I really had not thought he was going to be able to help me, because we've been taught that chiropractors don't know what they're doing. In fact, in 2 and a Half Men, you know, Charlie Sheen's brother, Alan, is a chiropractor, and it's a big joke because he's not really a doctor. And it's, you know, it's kind of like this, oh, you're a chiropractor. You're not, you're just playing doctor. And for these kind of injuries that we suffer in this audience from taking our bodies to extremes, a chiropractor works for us. Because when I had the x-rays done of my lumbar spine and could see the compression in L4 and L5, between L4 and L5 and L5 and S1, and then I got an adjustment and I felt, my legs felt different. It convinced me that, oh, this really is coming from my spine. And then when they had the EMG done on me, I could actually see the noise on my nervous system in my legs. It's a scary thing.
Yeah.
And it would have consumed me had I not believed, like you believe, that there's always a way to fix this. if nothing else, the thing that saves me is that attitude. There is a way to fix this. I just have to find that way. And I'm having great success right now with the, I go to the chiropractor 3 times a week. People go, oh, see, that's what chiropractors do. They get you to come 3 times a week. Look, when you've injured yourself and gravity is pushing from head down to foot all day long, going and getting one adjustment a month isn't going to change that. You have to, we're talking about mechanical movement here. We're talking about physically moving bones and getting muscles to stop firing. This is not a once a month thing. Of course you have to go 3 times a week for the beginning, because you're fighting against sitting all day long, probably lifting in the gym and doing lots of other things, and then you expect to just go once in a blue moon and like that's going to reverse all of that. No, it's not going to. But the thing that I've added to it, it had profound effect, and this is an interesting thing. I actually started getting worse before I got better, but I know I've been through this before. I know that sometimes when you have a problem and you correct the problem, initially you think you're getting worse because you're stimulating that area which was injured so that it feels injured again. But I very aggressively hanging several times a day in my inversion table because, like I said, gravity 24 hours a day is pushing down on my head. I need to invert at least a few times a day to at least kind of have some sort of impact on that. But the pain in my legs is getting better. I have more days where I notice positive and then the occasional day where I notice a negative, and I know what that is now. But it just feels different. When I wake up in the morning, I don't have to take baby steps until the pain kind of settles in and the creaks work their way out and the stiffness starts, you know, becoming unstiff. I'm able to roll out of bed in the morning with a minimum of pain and stiffness. And it's not a placebo. This is not something you can go, oh, I think it feels better. It either does or it doesn't. But the bottom line is that sense of hope, that sense that, yeah, this is fixable, is an important factor in fixing your problems, whatever the problem is.
Yeah, you know, and along the lines of there's always a way, I recently read, I think it was in Life Extension magazine, there's a woman that had a very rare form of cancer, and the doctors that told her basically, look, you know, it's your terminal, there's nothing we can do. Well, she engaged them, meaning the Life Extension Foundation, and there are over 10 million medical studies out there. Fat chance you, your doctor, or any other human is going to be able to review them and possibly find answers that can help you. Artificial intelligence, however, can and did. This woman is now cancer-free based upon the information that was found by artificial intelligence, perusing those 10 million medical studies. So don't ever, ever take, you know, your terminal or there's nothing you can do. Get that thought out of your head. There's always something you can do.
Yeah. And on that note, we're pulling the plug on the show. This has been a great Blueprint Power Hour. Hope you come away with learning things. You can always reach out to Rob Regish on Facebook, Rob Regish, or send an email to onair@superhumanradio.com, and we'll get it answered. Thanks a lot, brother.
Thank you.
And we'll see everybody tomorrow with more Superhuman Radio. Thank you for listening today.